Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. If you've ever felt like your emotions are running the show, hijacking your thoughts and decisions, well, you're not alone. We're all human, right? We experience joy, sadness, anger, fear, the whole roller coaster. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those emotional tides with grace and strength, even in the stormiest of seas? That's where today's episode comes in. We're diving deep into the importance of emotional awareness for stoic growth. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh no, not another self-help cliche, hear me out. Emotional awareness isn't about suppressing your feelings or becoming a robotic emotionless machine. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and ultimately using them to fuel your personal growth. Think of it like this. You wouldn't jump into a car without checking the oil or the tire pressure, right? Emotional awareness is like that pre-drive check for your mental engine. Here are 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your emotional intelligence and stoic journey. 1. Emotions are data, not dictators. Ever feel like anger takes over and you say something you regret? Or sadness pulls you under and you miss out on opportunities? That's because we often let our emotions dictate our actions instead of seeing them as valuable information. When you acknowledge an emotion without judgment, it loses its power to control you. It becomes data you can analyze and use to make conscious decisions. 2. The Stoic Toolbox. The ancient philosophers had some seriously cool tools for managing emotions. Think of techniques like negative visualization, imagining things going wrong to prepare yourself mentally, or practicing gratitude to shift your focus towards the positive. These aren't just dusty old practices, they're practical strategies that can work wonders in today's world. 3. Self-reflection is your secret weapon. It might sound simple, but taking time for self-reflection is crucial. Ask yourself, what triggers my emotions? How do I typically react? What are my core values? By understanding your emotional patterns, you can start to break unhealthy cycles and cultivate more positive responses. 4. Vulnerability is strength, not weakness. Stoicism isn't about being emotionless, it's about managing them effectively. And that often involves embracing vulnerability. Allowing yourself to feel your emotions fully, even the tough ones, is a sign of courage, not weakness. It takes guts to be honest with yourself and others about what you're going through. 5. Practice makes progress. Just like learning any new skill, emotional awareness takes time and practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and remember that setbacks are part of the journey. Okay, let's take a step back from the abstract. Imagine this. You're in a meeting where your boss delivers some unexpected news, say your project got put on hold indefinitely. Your initial reaction? Probably frustration, maybe even a bit of anger, right? Now, how you handle that emotion is what separates a stoic mindset from a reactive one. Instead of letting frustration take over and potentially lashing out, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling, hey, I'm frustrated. Remind yourself of your core values like resilience and problem solving, and then start brainstorming alternative solutions. D. Emotional awareness in action. You didn't let the emotion control you, you used it as fuel to navigate the situation with clarity and strength. Remember, stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, it's about mastering them. By cultivating emotional awareness, you gain the power to choose your response instead of reacting blindly. It's like having a superpower that helps you stay calm, focused, and in control, even when life throws its curveballs your way. So, are you ready to unlock this incredible power within yourself? Take action today by starting with just 5 minutes of self-reflection each day. Pay attention to your emotions. What triggers them, how they make you feel physically, and what thoughts follow. Then share your experience. Let me know in the comments how you're applying emotional awareness to your daily life. Don't forget to subscribe for more Stoic insights, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.